US Secretary of State John Kerry visited Ramallah in order to engage in peace negotiations with acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas. This was Kerry's fourth visit to the region, where there's been growing skepticism towards the success of Washington's attempts to mediate the so-called peace process between the Israelis and the Palestinians. A demonstration was held during Kerry's visit outside of Al-Makarrah compound, where the Palestinians expressed their fury at the US support for Israel.
I think that John Kerry came to the Palestinian leadership because before that he went to Netanyahu, and Netanyahu refused to respond to the conditions set out by Kerry. I believe this visit is meant to apply pressure on the Palestinian leadership to make concessions and accept Netanyahu's terms.
It may be natural to expect the Palestinians to lack faith in Washington's true intentions in pushing ahead the peace process. This lack of faith was particularly felt when US President Barack Obama denied al-Nakba during his latest visit to the region. The event is important to all Palestinians because it marks the displacement of almost 1 million Palestinians by the Israelis.
It's clear that most of the Western countries do not admit al-Nakba, and this is the main reason for al-Nakba. The Palestinian leadership should refuse to meet Kerry and refuse to receive him in the middle of our town. We are only a short journey from Jerusalem, and we can't step foot there. Only with the consent of Israel, the Palestinian leadership should refuse.
I question why Palestinians lack hope in the peace process.
There is a political bias from America, who is Israel's greatest ally. This is why the Palestinians lack hope, as there is no way that Israel will adhere to demands of the Palestinian Authority. Kerry is not welcome, and he will not achieve anything for the Palestinian issue in general.
Israel's top negotiator, Tzipi Livni, recently said that the Israeli government remains divided on the issue of peace with the Palestinians, and there remain many ideological differences. However, Hanan Ashrari from the Palestinian Liberation Organization stated that Israel was showing no signs of intention to enter into negotiations with the Palestinians. She said this was particularly because the Israelis refused to abide by the demands set out by the Palestinian Authority, including a complete freeze on settlement expansions in the West Bank. The frustration of the Palestinians seems to stem from the lack of new ideas or clear transparency in peace negotiations. Palestinians are angry at Washington's clear support of Israel whilst attempting to use tight strategies in peace negotiations. Nell Burden, Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.